reach a point you only want to be in the local assembly. This thing becomes so powerful and so damaging to the Christian life. Point six. Obviously, we're not going to have time to study a multitude of occurrences of jealousy and how it works throughout the Bible. But let's turn to Esther. The powerful one in the Scriptures. If you know where Job is, you can find Esther. Just go backwards from Job. You can find Psalms, you can find Job. You can find Job, you can find Esther. Right before Job. Esther chapter 5. Esther's going to be one of those books that we're going to study some night, hopefully in the beginning of the year. I want to start another meeting, and it's right now. I don't know when, but right now there's going to be James and I, but we're opening up if anybody wants to come. But what we're going to do, we're going to go through books of the Bible, and we're just going to sit and read. I'm not going to do a great deal of preparation. I'll do a little bit. I'll read through it in the original text and just kind of fill things out, but I'm not going to prepare. And Esther's going to be one of them, because Esther is a powerful, powerful book. A lot of people have problems with Esther because the Lord's name isn't even in here. The whole book, his name's not there. And yet, for the eye that will see, this whole thing is about Jesus Christ. That's what it's about. And there's just so many powerful things in it. And to appreciate in regard to the whole book and who all the players are in Esther and everything that is going on. It's about the Greek king, and his wife would not dance, and we've got to study that. And Esther came forward as maybe being one of the new be the new queen, and she was beautiful and lovely and very appealing to the king's eyes, and so she became the favorite of the king. And now let's look at chapter 5 and take a look now at Esther 5. The Persian king is Xerxes, and Esther is a Jew born in Persia, and she has a Persian name, Esther. And Esther means star or heavenly body. And so it has a lot of effects in regard to her name, beautiful name. Then there is Haman, H-A-M-A-N. He's Persian. He's what we would call the Secretary of State. He's a very close friend and advisor of the king. He has great power and great wealth. And he hates Jews. And Jews are the captives in the land. So we have Haman. And he hates Jews. In chapter 5, Esther comes to the king on behalf of the Jews. And she throws